We're talking now with Mark Anderson, Executive Director with the North American Limousine Foundation. Mark, this is an exciting time of year for purebred breeders from across the country as they've got their first big show of the year. It's right in Oklahoma City, second annual Cattlemen's Congress. And limousine, the limousine breed kind of at the front end of this year's event. So tell me about the cattle that are headed our way and the sale as well.
Oh, we're excited to head down there. We've actually got an extremely large turnout for the show down there in Oklahoma City this year on. We'll have over 400 cattle entered in the junior and open shows down there at the Cattle Congress. And then our Pin Bowl show will be on Tuesday with the junior heifer show. And then Wednesday will be our open MOE show. But excited to be down there. And we'll have breeders from all over the nation attending the Cattle Congress this year. And for us, yes, it does start right after the first of the year, and it kind of kicks off with our national sale there on Sunday night at the Embassy Suites there in Oklahoma City at 5 p.m.
Tell me a little bit about the sale, about the animals that have been consigned.
They got an exceptional set of consignments, not only just individuals on here that would be live lots, but quite a few flesh matings and stuff that we've got on here, along with semen from select sires. The embryo packages and the full set that we've got here is kind of 38 elite sets of consignments for that national sale Sunday evening, Ron.
And, of course, folks can attend in person, but you can also bid online as well.
Yes, it'll be on live auction online, and then they'd be able to attend that in person if they'd like there at the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City both. But it's an exceptional set of cattle, and Limousine has made a lot of progress in the last 5 years in here on the type and kind of cattle that we're making now in the country. And the breeders have done an excellent job at kind of getting these cattle in a position that we can help a commercial cow outfit the country now.
I know in the case of Limousine, you've got obviously your Limousine seed stock, but you've also got Limflex that has been a very, very important component, a piece of the pie, I guess you could say.
They are. We've had exceptional growth and excitement around the Limflex hybrid, which is basically a Limousine Angus or Red Angus cross. Those cattle have got to be between 25% and 75%, either Limousine or Red Angus or Angus. But both those crosses are very complementary of one another, with Limousine kind of leading the way in yield grades and ribeye size in the country. And you throw that in with the marbling aspects of the Red Angus and Angus cattle, it makes a pretty nice hybrid in the country. And pretty functional out there for the commercial cattlemen as well.
How has the Limousine breed really been able to really meet some of those needs, some of those various traits that a commercial man really needs?
Well, the exciting thing that's really happened in Limousine the last 5 years is a couple of things. One, we joined International Genetic Solutions for a national cattle evaluation that's put out weekly here about 5 years ago, but our breeders have made a concentrated effort in increasing a couple of traits, specifically marbling. They fixed their docility issues years ago where they're right at the top end of docility. But what happened here about a year ago when IGS updated their U.S. mark updates, and then due to the breeding efforts of our seed stock members the last 5 years, Ron, they've had a concentrated effort just to bring that marbling EPD up, and they've been able to do that faster because, as you know, now these cattle are genomically enhanced along with the phenotype and pedigree data that you can make change pretty quick. We don't want a single trait select on our cattle, but they've been able to move the needle on that to where we've had some pretty good jumps in the last 5 years. And another exciting thing that happened to Limousine, and this is probably as big a news, but we've incorporated over 106,000 phenotypes of carcass data or actual harvest data into our genetic evaluation, which puts Limousine at the forefront on breed associations of having that carcass data, actual kill data, spun into this national cattle evaluation. And the bulk of those cattle are, you know, up there grading kind of with industry average of 80% to 85% choice. That with the mating effort by our breeders in the country has kind of brought that marbling EPD up. But the thing that really ties it together is they've still been able to maintain a lead in ribeye yield grade and external fat. So those are all big items when we try to feed cattle out in the country. And of course, all the cattle that are on grids and formulas now, it really kind of can help make a set of reputation feeder cattle in the country that could consistently hit grid premiums with all the cattle we've got selling on formulas and grids throughout the country now, Ron.
Well, Mark, I know our breeders, our commercial operators are excited about coming in and looking at all the cattle at Cattlemen's Congress, including the limousines that'll be on display and will be shown. Best of luck to you at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress.
We appreciate it, Ron. We're excited to be headed down there and look forward to a good week and look forward to being in Oklahoma.